Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Wednesday. The Packers will be back on the practice field this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, and a few other players. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to hear from you fine folks, everyone in the comments section. Good morning, Packers fans worldwide. I hope you're all doing well. Brandy is here, of course. Of course she is. Good to see everybody. TKM is at his post. Naturally, he is. Steven, good morning. I hope you're well. Go Pack Go from Smithfield, Virginia. What's up, Jerry? Go Pack Go from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Yes, MVP voting is all the rage as a topic of conversation. And, of course, overnight, you can't. If you didn't see the hubbubaloo about Hub Arkush, the former publisher of Pro Football Weekly, I believe he still has a radio show by that moniker or something of that ilk there in Chicago. Whoo, baby, what a take. What a take, ladies and gentlemen, saying that he wouldn't be voting. He does, and he does hold a MVP vote, which alone tells you kind of how somewhat worthless this award is. But Hub saying into a live microphone that was then beamed out and recorded for all to hear that he won't be voting for Aaron Rodgers for MVP because he's a, quote, jerk. He's a jerk. Look, I don't want to spell out his reasoning because God knows it's idiotic and I lose brain cells every time I think about it. If you need to seek it out, go ahead. But if there isn't a finer example of a a need to completely overhaul the AP voting process, Hub just brought it dragging front and center. We all, I think any sentient human being knows that all that should matter is the play on the football field. Everything that happens off the field shouldn't enter in the equation whatsoever. I guess some people need refreshing on this. I thought we were way past this, but apparently Hub is trying to drag us back to 1955. So Aaron Rodgers is your MVP. It's not particularly close. I know I can hear arguments for a few other players. I know Jonathan Taylor has been getting a lot of love, and I understand it. But Aaron Rodgers is your MVP. If you look at the numbers, if you look at just the value to his team in regards to wins and losses, the fact how many games in a row now has he thrown multiple touchdowns with zero interceptions, taking care of the football, leading to victories. They've got the best record in the fucking league. Look at the one game he missed and how somewhat lost they looked on offense. It's just, you can pile it up any which way you want, and he's the MVP. And it feels dumb heading into week 18 having to explain that to people who supposedly are arbiters of NFL football and awarding a most valuable player award. And I'm having to explain that, no, just because you saw him saying some stuff on TV in the spring and some things happened in the off season, and then he went on a YouTube show and said stuff you didn't agree with, has fuck all to do with his play on the field. I mean, look, it's no secret. I am, you know, vastly, roundly, extremely, exponentially disappointed in a lot of the stuff Aaron Rodgers has said this season, whether on McAfee or other venues. But none of that shit matters when it comes to football and wins and losses and value to the team. None of it. I don't understand why it's so hard for people to separate that shit. Anyway, I'm done. Rant over. Sorry. Just had to get that out of the way. It's top of the gig here. We got some super chats. Imagine that. Michael. Thanks so much for the super chat. Tired of hearing about how home field didn't help us last year. NFC Championship game had minimal fans, no freezing temps or snow. Might as well have been a neutral site. It was somewhat muted. There's no doubt about it. Now, it was still a home environment, and you can't discount that. But I agree with your sentiment here, Michael, that it wasn't a true Lambeau advantage, which I think they should have this year. Now, you can't control the weather. Who knows? Maybe it's another mild day. But the fans being packed in the stadium should make a bit of a difference. Ultimately, though, I don't think any of those conditions led to Kevin King's brain fart or Aaron Jones fumbling or Will Redmond dropping an interception. You know, you got to execute. And the Packers didn't. So, but I hear you, man. I hear you. Rick Ward, thanks for the super chat. Packers had three timeouts left at the end of the first half. I know it was a glorious day. We celebrated on the watch party. It was beautiful. John, thanks for the super chat. Morning. Here's my $2 rent for 12 in Hub's Head. Nice. Thanks for the super chat. I like it a lot. Ian, thanks for the super chat. Hub also said haha was better than Amos. So yeah, I highlighted that tweet last night. Too delicious. Best player on our defense this season, in your opinion? Ooh, Christian, that's a good question. I know a lot of people would probably point to Rasul Douglas, and I think they'd have a case, but I'm going to go with Kenny Clark. I don't think his work can be overstated. Even when guys have filled in admirably, we've had TJ Slayton in there for stretches when Kenny's gone down. I think how good he is very apparent down in and down out, the way he handles double teams, teams completely scheming around trying to take care of him and still affecting plays. I would give that nod to Kenny, and that's not to say that there aren't other guys worth it. But to me, Kenny is your best player. Now you get back Jair back on the field, he rounds into shape, he might, you know, come for that award, but right now I think it's Kenny Clark. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Atlas shrugged. I shrugged. We all shrugged. MVP. Fair enough. The best part about that was when he told McAfee he hadn't even read it. I love that. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Sadly, media narrative now is anyone over 12 for MVP. Somewhat, kind of. They're kind of searching, right? Mm-hmm. Now we've got Joe Burrow in there. You know, which, hey, man, Joe Burrow's fucking balling out. And there's little doubt of his value to that franchise and that squad. I tend to think Aaron's body of work is greater throughout the 2021 season, but that's just me. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Just watched Rogers' interview from yesterday on Pat's show. Dude gives me chills almost every time he speaks. How you doing, Nags? I'm quite happy. Glad you're doing well, man. Thanks for joining us. Riley, thank you for the super chat. Predicting Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers using all timeouts to start both halves just to get in your head. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. Let's put it that way. I would not put it past them. Maybe I'll ask them about timeouts today when we get to talk to the guys. Let's give a shout out to our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead. The DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars in total prizes every week. DraftKings Sportsbook app, safe, secure, get it, win it. Talk to Oz. He's the man amongst us who has done it out there in Colorado and in his money. You want to do it, ladies and gentlemen. John, thank you for the super chat. I have been on the Preston Smith train all year. Gary and Smith have stepped up huge this year. Rogers still owns Hub. Preston's having a baller year, man. It's just great that he's made most of his money back from the pay cut he took this offseason. I believe he's got 2 sacks left to get another million. The guy is awesome. I love Preston. I love that story. As I said in the offseason, I think people were very harsh on Preston and his play in 2020. It wasn't nearly as bad as a lot of outsiders seem to suggest. He's not perfect, obviously, but he's a very good football player, and the Packers are lucky to have him. He is balling out, no doubt. Michael, thanks for the super chat. When Love takes over from Rodgers, what would be your view as a successful post-Rodgers career following two Hall of Fame legends that Love will have to? You know, just leading the offense, being efficient with the ball, and leading them to a championship. That's what it's all about. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's as good as Aaron and Brett. He's got to lead them to a championship. That's the standard, you know. And if he fails to do that, likely that will coincide with a new general manager being put in place. It's harsh, but it's reality. So we'll see. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Keep your eyes on this name, Kevin Didio Weber. He will be the next Packers kicker. You don't think it'd be Molson there on the practice squad? We'll see. Portmaster, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hub should get his MVP vote taken away just for his Amos Clinton Dix take alone. Just joking. I don't know. Why are you joking? You probably should. Is that scout that came over from Baltimore, Milt, Goody's right-hand man? Yes, Robin. Milt Hendrickson. They go way back. And he's been a nice addition. A lot of the in-season stuff that gets done somewhat usually gets generated or started with Milt. You can thank Milt for the Kelly addition late in the summer, things of that nature. Milt and Brian, I believe they went to school together. I think that's how far back it goes, but I know they've known each other forever. And when Brian had the chance to fill out his staff, Milt was the first guy he called. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Michael said, when? That's not happening. We'll see. Y'all just so determined that Aaron's here forever, and hey, how it works, man. Eat cheese and hit like, accidental hero. Words of wisdom, man. Can't remember the last time a Green Bay running back has fumbled the ball. Been a great year for ball security. Oh, Greg, what? I guess if there's a week, we can not have to worry about it. It's this week, but man, we'll put that juju out there. Any chance you go on Locked On Packers? Ben, I've been on Locked On Packers. We've had Peter on our programs. I have been on Peter's program. It's all one big happy family out here in the Packer blockosphere. But yeah, I'd love to go back on. But I've been on before. I dreamed I was the master of ceremony on a cruise with all NFL players. What an oddly specific dream. I like it so far. Every bit I did bombed, and Preston Smith made fun of me ruthlessly. That's phenomenal, Jay Western. That is great. He probably would, too. I'll never forget that COVID summer, two summers ago, during training camp, when only the media members were allowed in at training camp. And there was an afternoon. It actually is the day when Rodgers did, when he was doing the dropping dimes and suck it signs, and they talked about it on McAfee that next week. But Preston was relentlessly making fun of Aaron Rodgers in practice one day. And then Aaron, did something where he beat the defense, and he turned around, because Preston wasn't practicing because he was injured. And Aaron turned around at Preston and gave him one of these. Like, it was so great. So that doesn't surprise me that Preston was heckling you in your dream. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Just throwing some cash toward the puppy fund. And of course, Pappy's, thanks for this brief daily reprieve. TKM, good to see you at your post. Thank you for the support. It's greatly appreciated, man. Leroy Butler used to do cruises with fans done through the Packers. Yes, he did. There's still some of that going on, not through the Packers, but there are like Packers cruises and things where some players go. Eric Stokes is Deion Sanders 2.0. Hit like if you agree, or even if you disagree. Thomas, yes, please just hit like. Deion Sanders 2.0, let's slow our roll a little bit. Eric's having a good, strong rookie season, no question about it. But comparisons to Deion are probably a little premature. What's after Cheesehead TV, Nags? Retirement and death, probably, I guess. I don't know. This is what I'm doing now, man. This is it. We only need Cobb and Alexander back. Need is an interesting word there. Here's the thing. I think they can win a Super Bowl without either of them. That's what's insane. Now, would having both of them back help? No doubt. No question. I ain't going to wave it off. But the team as constructed and situated right now could win a Super Bowl. Pretty nuts. Will Amos get extended? Whew, damn, that's a tough one, Eric. I hope so. I think so. It's a big puzzle, though, and it all starts with Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think much is going to get determined until they figure that piece out. And then Devontae, and then the chips start falling. But I would hope so. I would very much hope so. Next, thoughts? Brandy, what are you doing to me? Marshall, thank you for the super chat. Let's say Jair, Bakhtiari, and Z were ready to play now. Would you rather they get reps in Detroit or wait until the playoffs? Oh, reps in Detroit, I don't think is a bad thing. I understand the reticence of not playing them in a meaningless game and on turf and what have you, but I would prefer they get some reps. And I think Matt echoed this on Monday. I prefer they get some reps, game speed reps, kind of a tune-up before hitting the ground running in the playoffs. That's a lot of intensity right out of the gate for your first reps of the year for some of those guys. Now, is that realistic? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see today if Bakhtiari is out there in any meaningful capacity, along with Jair, etc. But I prefer they got some time this Sunday, but that might not be possible. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Sewell's emergence is due to Gary teaching him how to watch tape properly? I do. Possibly. I mean, we've heard a lot about his study habits and the way they were noticeable as soon as he arrived, so who knows? But you can't discount the influence Jerry Gray may or most likely is having. I don't think it's any question that he's helped a lot of those guys in that room elevate their game. So that's a good question for Razul. I know he's been asked about Jerry, and he's answered kind of vaguely, but that's a good question. I might bring that up at some point. At this point, is Yosh better prepared than Bakhtiari? I mean, he's had more reps this season, but Bakhtiari has thousands of banked reps, and he's a multiple all-pro, you know? Let's not get carried away here. Chris Long has said on his pod how much he likes Razul on that Eagles Super Bowl team. Yeah, it's crazy that Channon Sullivan and Razul Douglas played together in Philadelphia. Like, it's kind of weird. Now they're here, they're in Green Bay secondary. But that's great to hear. I love that, you know, you like to hear good things about your guys, no matter where they've been. How much is 12 playing for the MVP this weekend? I don't think he is. I think he's playing because he wants to keep playing and stay in a groove with the offense. I don't think he's doing it to pad stats or make a case for MVP or anything like that. Now, is that a byproduct? Sure, of course, naturally. But I buy them and him at their word when they say, you know, 3 weeks off is a long-ass time. And if he's feeling better, and it sounds like his toe is better, you know, there's not really a need to sit him. Get him out there playing. Keep the groove going. I'm down with that. Chris, thanks for the super chat. You think Bakhtiari hasn't played just because the Packers are generally conservative injury-wise, or do you think he's genuinely not ready? Flip a coin. Man, I don't know. What? I don't understand, like, this idea that they're holding him out, like, in some spiteful way or something. No, when he's ready, he'll be out there. Point blank. I don't understand the conspiratorial nature of that question. Do we know how long the starters are playing this week? Packers are only -2 time to put the mortgage on it. We don't know how long the starters are playing this week. I'd be surprised if it's more than a half, but you never really know. Chris, thanks to Super Chat. He's playing to get rid of the Manning cast curse this week. He's a superstitious guy. Come on. Hey, guys have played for weirder reasons. I like it. Bach isn't ready. Jeff, how do you know? How do you know? He's going to be practicing today. How do you know he's not ready? We don't know. On the outside, we don't know. That's the point. When the Packers say he's ready, he will play. And he will be David Bakhtiari. We don't know anything sitting on the outside. We're not privy to the medical information. Everybody just needs to slow their roll on this. What kind of dog is Olive getting? I will let you know, Phil, when Aaron Rodgers is under center week one of the 2022 season. Until that happens, she ain't getting nothing. And she's going to like it. Actually, her birthday is tomorrow, so she'd be thrilled if I just showed up with a dog, but that ain't going to happen. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Dylan, Jones, Tay, and Lazard with Big Dog. That is the ideal formation. I like your pony formation, Mark. I like it a lot. Jim, thanks for the super chat. I didn't have any illusions that I know anything about football, but the pony package makes my heart happy. Jim, you and I both, buddy. You and I both. Keith, thanks for the super chat. Could Yosh be our right tackle of the future since Turner will be a free agent after the 2022 season? Possibly, although I haven't seen him play much, if any, right tackle. He's been exclusively at the left, on the left side. Now, does that mean he can't do it? No, of course not. But we'll see. A long way to go there. Who knows what happens with Dennis Kelly as well. So, and, you know, maybe there's guys, younger guys they like that they can kick out. Who knows? But is it a possibility? I mean, now he's got all these reps under his belt. Maybe. We'll see. Packers doctor always holds players out a little longer than other teams. It's true, Aaron. And I think last year was a crystallization of why he does that in the most positive of ways. Remember heading into week four, Packers were facing the Falcons. Davante Adams, Julio Jones, both banged up. The Falcons let Julio Jones play. The Packers held Davante out. Davante put out the tweet and then deleted it and then talked about it, talked about how frustrated he was. But he understood that the Packers were looking out for his best interests and the long-term interests of both the player and the team. They wanted Davante available for down the stretch when they're trying to compete for a Super Bowl. And you have to say, right call. You flip it around. The Falcons played Julio Jones in that game. He aggravated his hamstring injury halfway through the game and was basically not completely done, but most, for all intents and purposes, done for the season. Barely contributed for the rest of the year. You know, and this is the philosophy difference. And this is the Packers, like, they're not going to cave to a player who wants to get out there. They're going to make, usually, yes, the conservative, but the call that is in the best interest of the player and the team long term. And I, for one, applaud it. I'm all in on it. Who or what is a hub? That is a perfect place to leave this, because you can go on the internet and find out. Thanks a lot, everybody. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Be sure to join Corey and myself tonight. Packer Transplants Live will be back right here on the YouTube channel. So be sure subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. Hit like on this video and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.